From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama and the President of Brazil, Dilma Rousseff, have announced an agreement on the importance of collaborative efforts in combating the spread of the Zika virus. Zika is tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases in Brazil of microcephaly, where babies are born with abnormally small heads and brain damage. Dr. Beth Hell of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control spoke about what they are doing to combat Zika.
One of the things we've been doing is we've been helping the Brazilians and other countries in Central and South America with laboratory testing. This, of course, is a very important component of being able to detect and respond, is having the laboratory capacity to be able to diagnose.
So far, there is no vaccine or treatment for Zika and the abnormalities it causes. Dozens of African leaders are in Addis Ababa today for the opening session of the African Union Summit. AU Chair Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe opened the summit, which this year focuses on human rights, with Burundi topping the agenda. Burundi's political crisis began in April when President Pierre Nkurunziza said he was running for a controversial third term. The African Union is considering sending 5,000 peacekeepers in to contain the violence, but Burundi's government says it will fight any foreign troops attempting to cross its borders. A delegation representing Syria's main opposition group is in Geneva today. It's not clear whether members of the Saudi-backed Higher Negotiation Committee will directly participate in peace talks designed to end the war in Syria. UN officials began their talks in the Swiss city Friday in spite of a boycott by the group, beginning with a session between UN Special Envoy to Syria Staffan de Mistura and a Syrian government delegation. This is VOA News. Attackers wearing suicide belts and carrying assault rifles targeted a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia during Friday prayer services. Five people were killed, another 18 others wounded. It was the fifth, at least, such attack in under a year. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Amateur video shows panic among worshippers inside the Imam Ridda Mosque as a bomb goes off, shattering windows, doors, and ceiling tiles. Men can be heard shouting religious slogans as the lights go out and the sound of gunshots can be heard. Eyewitness Mohammed Al-Ahmed told Saudi TV that worshippers inside the mosque blocked its doors after the attack began, but that one of the terrorists was able to enter after the blast. He says there was an explosion several minutes after worshippers locked the doors and the lights went off and smoke filled the room, making it difficult to see. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
10 migrants, including five children, drowned today when their boat sank in the Aegean Sea as they attempted reaching Europe. Turkish news agency Dogan said 43 people, rather, are rescued, with the Coast Guard continuing to look for additional survivors. For the first time, the U.S. State Department is saying former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's unsecured home computer server contained 22 emails with top-secret information, which will not be released to the public. Current U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke with reporters about the emails.
The seven emails, or a few emails at any rate, are being withheld at the request of the intelligence community itself. I can't speak to the specifics of anything with respect to the technicalities, the contents, what may or may not have taken place with respect to our personal server, because that's not our job.
Spokesperson John Kirby said the material includes seven email chains with 37 pages of messages. He said the emails will not be disclosed even with blacked out boxes and were not marked classified when sent, but have now been upgraded at the request of U.S. intelligence officials. Clinton has repeatedly said she did not send or receive any such classified material. Difficult time for these emails to come out as the upcoming Democratic and Republican presidential hopefuls are crisscrossing the state of Iowa, making last-minute appeals to voters and tightening their attacks on rivals. Notable among the missing, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, who is focusing on New Hampshire, which will be holding its event after Iowa. It will be having its nominating event February 9th. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.